Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Looking for a truly authentic way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day this year? Well, thanks to the new band Bryn Mawr and Encore American Bistro, you don't have to book a flight to Dublin to enjoy an incredible evening of Irish dancing, live Celtic music, and a cold Guinness beer. The St. Paddy's Party kicks off at 9 o'clock March 17th at the Bistro on 4th Street in Winston-Salem, and you can dance and sing along till midnight with the exciting Celtic rock sounds of Bryn Mawr live in concert. Today I'll be speaking with three members of the band, and we'll be sampling from their recordings throughout the show. Singer-guitarist Robert Gabb, fiddler Rex McGee, and Sharon Fogarty, who plays flutes and whistles, drop by WFDD to talk about it.
I put the band together after wanting to get back into my Celtic music again, and then it was just finding the right musicians.
So your early beginnings of your association with Celtic music, where did it begin for you, Robert?
In Wales.
In Wales?
Yes.
Hearing it at home, hearing it in pubs, where did you grow up with it?
At home and pubs. I grew up with musicians, so my mother was a musician, all my uncles are musicians.
What's it like carrying on that tradition? And what do you,
Great. I mean, it's just a whip on a different flair to it, you know. I mean, and a lot of people are doing that now.
Yeah.
You know, the Pogues started doing it back in the 80s, you know, putting a little bit of rock and roll onto it, and it slowly progressed. You know, there's a lot of big bands doing it now.
Yeah, it's a nice mix. I'm thinking of Caper Cayley. That's one of my favorites from back in the day, where they just had that mix of the old and the new. Why does it work so well? Rex, you want to take a stab at that one? I mean, it's funky in the best sense of the word. It's just cool.
It boils down to a lot of these tunes are dance tunes that go back to reels and jigs and those sort of things. It's not too hard to put what might be considered a more of a modern rock drum beat to those sort of types of rhythms. They're still danceable.
I love the mix of sounds I'm hearing too, because in this track we just heard Count You Down, you get that great low end and the drums, and then there you are, Sharon, just tearing it up top. It's a nice shimmery sounds. Is it fun playing in that? And that's different. That's a kind of a departure for you in terms of that style of music. How's it been?
Oh, yeah. It's completely different. This group plays a lot more reels and then a lot of upbeat stuff. And, you know, I grew up with rock. I was classically trained. I have a lot of Irish dancers in my family, so this is perfect blend for me. This it speaks to me in all aspects.
I want to get back to Wales and you're growing up. When were you hearing this music? Set the scene for typical people breaking out instruments. And you're
Right across the road from my mother's house, there was a pub called the Royal Oak. And then every Friday night there, we'd break out a drum kit, an organ, maybe a guitar player and a bass player. And then everybody just go up and sign up. You know, you just write down what song you wanted to play, you know, what song you wanted to sing. So that went on all night long. And then they'd lock the doors and then the fun would begin, you know. This man right here, he lays it down. He really does. And it's been so hard to find somebody that can, you know, get that Irish groove and that true Irish feel. And Rex certainly got it. He's a musician's musician.
Talk me through that tune, Rex. We just got finished here in County Down. How do you grab a hold of it and make it your own? Is this a standard in your rep?
Well, I think Star of the County Down, I've always played it as like a waltz for contra dances and that sort of thing. I mean, usually much slower tempo, but there's probably been a few bands do a more fusion version with the folk melody of Star of the County Down and a rock beat, but I come from a more old-time, you know, North Carolina fiddling tradition. And so for me, it was just taking a tune that I already knew and changing the rhythm up on it. And the style becomes a little bit more of an improvising rock and roll, jam out, shred fiddle type approach to it.
Man, it's great. You got a great fiddle sound in there. Who are some of your fiddling idols?
Anybody I've heard. I grew up loving great bluegrass and all the great bluegrass fiddlers from Mark O'Connor, Stuart Duncan. And then all the other new ones that came along, I got the good fortune to meet a lot of my heroes in my travels, Vassar Clements. More recently, every year it seems like I discover a new fiddle player that becomes my favorite of all time. And I've really been into the Irish fiddlers like Sean McGuire and Sean Keane, Tommy People.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the more hardcore traditional Frankie Gavin type of players. I admire that sound. being at least a fourth or fifth generation fiddle player. It's an old family curse playing the fiddle for me. So there's a special connection to a lot of the Irish music, I think, that goes back being a McGee and knowing that, well, there's a forefather somewhere that set sail from there.
Have you done the genealogy thing and gone back? How far back do you go?
Oh, yeah. Personally, I've done it all the way back to the guy who came over from Ireland in 1696, John Calvin McGee. No mention of a fiddle player for him, but somewhere along the line, he had maybe a grandson that was named Ralph, and it just so happens that my grandfather's name was Ralph, and he was a famous old-time fiddle player around here. So I think there must have been some family memory of great-great-great-uncle Ralph, you know, that got translated into my grandfather's name.
Let's check out Mason's Apron. This is from a recent recording you all have made, and get me up to speed on the background of this. A lot of these tunes come with stories that go way back.
I think Mason's Apron was predominantly, Rex may correct me, a Donegal fiddle-style playing.
I've heard it in so many different styles. There's just this little thing in my brain that remembers it being a Scottish tune. I don't know that for a fact, but it was certainly made famous by Sean McGuire recordings, maybe made in the 40s or so. He did this elaborate version of it that had all these variations, and pretty soon people were copying his variations, and that became sort of a standard way to play it. And it's almost like a national anthem. It's done so much in the repertoire, but it's fun to, you know, take a sort of a fusion rock Celtic take on it.
Yeah, how are you going to make it your own? What do you all do with this one?
Yeah, Stanley's playing banjo on it. It's just a rough, hard driving rhythm section to it, you know.
Yeah, it's a typical reel. We take it fast. I'd say the big difference between your traditional reel and the way we play it is probably going to be the percussion.
Right. Most of your traditional Irish music never had a bass guitar, you know. And if you went to the Temple Bar region of Dublin, you're not going to see a bass player. And it's the same with old time music. Back then, you know, they never used a bass player. So, you know, we've incorporated electric bass and drums and, you know, just give it that rock edge, you know, with other electric instruments added to it. The show's going to start at 9 and go on till midnight. We're going to have hopefully some good Irish dancers there. A lot of Guinness.
I was going to ask you about that Guinness. That's crucial, you know, it makes the band sound better.
They go hand in hand, you know. They really do.
Yeah, and we're hoping, we definitely encourage anybody, any kind of dancing, to come on and join in. This is going to be your typical night scene, as if you were celebrating St. Patrick's Day in Ireland. And the instruments come out and everybody can just enjoy themselves.
My thanks to singer-guitarist Robert Gabb, fiddler Rex McGee, and Sharon Fogarty, who plays flutes and whistles. They're one half of the Celtic band Bryn Mawr, and they'll be at Encore American Bistro on 4th Street in Winston-Salem. When else? This St. Patrick's Day, March 17th from 9 o'clock to midnight, and you're invited. It'll be a great evening of outstanding Celtic rock music, Irish dance, and just a whole lot of fun. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.